Okay, 850.
Authorize a multi-year intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for vector control services for an estimated annual amount of $277,000.
Mr. Bish.
Thank you, colleagues. As stated, this would authorize a multi-year intergovernmental agreement for vector control. And as you know, vector control is a fancy word for addressing things like rat complaints in the sewer system and to treat our stormwater facilities for mosquitoes. Multnomah County has been providing these services to the city for at least 50 years through interagency agreements. This ordinance would authorize a new IGA with Multnomah County vector control for the next 5 years. I'm pleased to introduce Joe Dvorak and Chris Wirth from Multnomah. Joe is with BES. Chris is with Multnomah County for a brief presentation. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, members of council. For the record, I'm Joe Dvorak with the Bureau of Environmental Services and Chris Wirth to my left from Multnomah County. So we're here to talk about vector control real quick. So what exactly is a vector? A vector is anything, an organism that can carry disease to human beings. So within BES's sewer and stormwater system, rats and mosquitoes are the two most common. So unfortunately, rats do live in the sewer system. That's not an urban myth, as evidenced by the token photograph of the rat in the pipe. So unfortunately, these rats are in the sewer, and they can leave from street inlets in our combined system and service branches up into people's homes and businesses. In addition to the sewer system, BES owns over 180 stormwater facilities, which detain water, and where there's standing water, there's mosquitoes. So why contract with the county? As Commissioner Fish mentioned, we've been contracting with Multnomah County for health services since 1968. And BES specifically for vector control through these multi-year IGAs. So after Chris tells you a little bit about the program highlights, I'll tell you what's new with this IGA, and then we'll leave any opportunity for questions. Chris.
Great, thank you. So council, again, my name is Chris Wirth. I'm from Multnomah County Health Department, and thank you for this opportunity, Mayor Hales and City Council. Just some brief background. So we're Multnomah County Health Department Vector Control is positioned and primed to do this work. We get our authority statewide through Oregon Revised Statute 452, and that really gives us the ability to go on to all lands and to do abatement, control, and surveillance of vectors like mosquitoes, rats, et cetera. We're also highly regulated. We're regulated by numerous agencies, including Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, Oregon Health Authority, the Oregon State Health Division, Oregon Department of Ag, and DEQ, and then sort of a higher level up, which is also EPA. There's sort of three components that I just wanted to highlight with you today. So we have it's really an educational-based rodent control program. So any constituent can call up. They can say they're having a rat problem at their business or home. We go out, we provide an inspection. And really the purpose of that inspection is to design to pinpoint why they're having a rat problem. There's usually about three issues. And to get them to do some of those behavior changes and things that will change, so ideally they won't have a rat problem in the future. And then we might provide some rodent control materials simultaneously. The mosquito control and surveillance program, we do about thousands of acres of control work throughout Multnomah County annually. We have an integrated mosquito control program, and what that really means is it's sort of a multi-tiered approach. And this is sort of like a best management practices for doing mosquito control and surveying not only for mosquito species, but also mosquito-borne disease. And to most people, a mosquito is a mosquito. But little fun fact, we have about 25 species of mosquito present in Multnomah County. And about seven of those have a potential public health threat. We also provide all sorts of educational opportunities for our citizen base. Some examples are Fix-It Fair programs where people come up and they get that one-on-one with our rodent inspector to learn how to, seal up open pipes and if you have a shallow foundation and things like that. And it's a really good opportunity. We also do lots of public outreach with our entire community. In fact, coming up soon, I'll be doing a Zika virus presentation. That's an emerging mosquito-borne disease, with our Southeast Portland-based Slavic community. So that'll be something interesting to look forward to. And then, of course, we're always looking for emerging issues. And I did just mention Zika. And so in Oregon and Washington, we're kind of lucky. We don't have the primary vector or the mosquito species that's able to currently vector it. But as things progress in the United States over time, we suspect that there'll be more species, likely some that are here, that will be able to transmit the disease. So that's something that we're continuing to monitor. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I heard this morning that they think the first mosquito-borne transmission in the United States just might have occurred in Miami-Dade County, obviously mm-hmm. different climate, or at least it used to be different. Therefore, we may be dealing with that now, not on a theoretical level in the United States.
Yeah, very similar to West Nile virus, where you see sort of an onslaught of disease, and as it moves into like a northern climb, there's going to be different opportunities. So it's interesting also, you also see the mosquito species in the ones that can vector the disease in Northern California. So there's a lot of emphasis looking at Southern Oregon and then watching that progress up the valley.
You know, colleagues, this is an example of yet another relationship we have with the county, where they're a key partner in achieving goals that we've set out. The county does the outreach for our low-income discount program with our utilities. The county health department tests children to determine whether they have elevated levels of lead, done 15,000 tests in the last 3 years. And we also rely on the county to do vector control. And we're very proud of the partnership, particularly with the health department and the good work that we get in return. So thank you.
What are the three conditions that lead to have a rat problem?
It's basically food, shelter, water. So we're blessed with all those fruit and nut trees in throughout Portland, you know, great food source. But if you don't pick them up, that's rat food. And, of course, you know, wild animal feeding, bird feeding, pet food feeding. And shelter can really be anything. Overgrown ivy. There was a lot of work, you know, for example, done down on Waterfront Park. There used to be the big ivy fields. And before those were removed and managed by Portland Parks and Rec a little bit better, you would often see big rat communities underneath them. So just some examples of that.
Questions. Steve?
That random tangent. At some point in the past year, Metro had advertising of the TriMet buses saying, how do I get rid of the ants without killing my dog? Ask Metro. And I proceeded to ask every Metro councilor, what is the answer to that question? And none of them had the answer. But lately, you're wondering, why is there a division of responsibility between the counties and Metro about unwanted animals? Do they have ants and you've got rats? Or should they just be staying out of this issue and letting the county handle it?
You know, I don't think I can answer that question either. definitely, you know, we're doing our work throughout the countywide. But, yeah, I'm still not understanding the correlation on ants and dogs.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Metro was.
Well, I think that they were saying, you know, that, yes, there are safe ways to get rid of ants without poisoning your dogs, but I was kind of curious why Metro is involved in that, because I thought the counties were in charge of unwanted animals.
Well, I'll tell you one thing the county, the Metro does do, they, and I think we voted on this last week, they pick up debris in some of our bioswales. So when you're at the bus stop and you see that someone has dumped their couch into a bioswale, we actually call Metro and they then cart that away.
Yeah, that's a good question, though. I'm not sure why they're in that business. Fair question. Other questions or comments?
So just a couple more in terms of what's new from the business side of things on the IGA. Reimbursement will be based on actual services performed using a fully burdened hourly rate. We can adjust those rates annually as we proceed through the agreement. In terms of program development, we'll be reporting data and metrics spatially, so on maps, and that's the engineer in me getting excited trying to figure out where we can identify trends with respect to, say, broken sewers and rat reports. And then just a commitment to develop performance measures. How are we performing against last year or the year before? And then how are we benchmarking against other utilities with regard to vector control and just looking to improve efficiency? Finally, with budget and schedule $277,000 for fiscal year 17, IGA will go into effect immediately if approved and good for 5 years.
So this is, it's an IGA, but this is a little bit like a not-to-exceed contract. They're on
exactly
call
right
to you as you need them, and you draw down that amount.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. It used to be a fixed amount, though, and we're now going to a fee-for-service, and we'll test that over time to see if we get a better deal.
Okay. Good idea. Other questions? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Joe and Chris, thank you both.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
You can go ahead and take your seats.
You guys can give up the dais there. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I would like to thank you for finally disclosing this secret government program. I only say that because we may remember that things were a little different here in 2012. Of course, you had just getting started, but if you look on the west side window of the auditor's office, you'll see one of the orange camping signs. There used to be a time where, regardless of people whether called this a rat-infested building, people slept in a circle around this building, and the local media had stories about rats that were supposedly illegally imported by Occupy terrorists or something like that. But I hope that a little bit of this conversation that Steve Novick raised, bringing Metro into the picture, will encourage everybody around here, from here to Salem, to think about if it's time for Portland and Multnomah County to grow up. We mentioned Zika and Miami-Dade. We say Miami-Dade because they have a unified government. We wouldn't have to have so many IGAs if we had a unified government. I don't know if any of you have a personal feeling on that, but someday, maybe during the reign of Senator Novick, we'll be able to get there. The rat issue, I don't know. Apparently, it's not in the press anymore, so hopefully these two gentlemen that were up here and their coworkers did something wonderful, and there's been a drastic or total reduction of rats in the Terry Shrunk. Or maybe they were seeking federal refuge. I don't know, federal sanctuary. But I've been a frequent participant in City Hall, and in the 3 years since that rat crisis, I'd never heard of this program. So it's good to know that we have documents on the PDF going back to 1968. Whoever did the electronic submission for this deserves kudos for going back and finding the 1968 intergovernmental agreement. So too bad for the rats. Hopefully they won't be around to complain about it for long.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Come on up.
Yeah, I'm Shedrick Wilkins about this rats. Last year I had a bed bug problem in my apartment. These things come from the walls. They're in buildings anyway. It almost got me evicted. Watch out for this stuff. And I think the climate here is the rain. There's bushes around here. If you're living in Arizona where there's basically sand or something, things don't crawl around. They don't crawl under the ground. Probably Seattle has a similar problem in San Francisco where it rains a lot. A lot of these, I don't like the idea of picking on homeless people, saying that they're the ones tracking around or bringing in rats or stuff like that, or terrorism. These things basically come out of buildings. They grow outside. They get rain, they get water, and then they come back in.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to give a special thanks to Multnomah County for providing a very important service that often goes unnoticed until somebody really has a problem. But vector control is really one of those cornerstones of civilized society. So thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Nice lie. That's like you're like paraphrasing Oliver Wendell Holmes. Aye.
Thank you, Joe and Chris. Thank you, Multnomah County Vector Control. And by the way, to both of you, thank you for an excellent presentation. Aye.
Aye, thank you. Okay.